Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It's August 30th, 2013. I'm Gigi Arnetta, and this is what tops the news.
Tonight, Syrians claim they know who is really behind the chemical attacks. Then, an Iranian commander says a strike on Syria would lead to the imminent destruction of Israel. And France says it stands with the U.S. in punishing Syria. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And I want to do it, and I choose evil, because I'm in charge, and I'll do whatever I want. That is the essence of evil.
We begin tonight with an InfoWars exclusive. Syrians in Ghouta claimed Saudi supplied rebels behind chemical attack. Ghouta, Syria, as the machinery for a U.S.-led military intervention in Syria, gathers pace following last week's chemical weapons attack. The U.S. and its allies may be targeting the wrong culprit. Interviews with people in Damascus and Ghouta, a suburb of the Syrian capital, where the humanitarian agency Doctors Without Borders said at least 355 people had died last week from what is believed to be a neurotoxic agent, appeared to indicate as much anyway. The U.S., Britain, and France, as well as the Arab League, have accused the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad for carrying out the chemical weapons attack, which mainly targeted civilians. However, from numerous interviews with doctors, Ghouta residents, rebel fighters, and their families, a different picture emerges. Many believe that certain rebels received chemical weapons via the Saudi intelligence chief, Prince Badr bin Sultan, and were responsible for carrying out the dealing gas attack. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Chief Jafari says that a U.S. strike on Syria will mean the imminent destruction of Israel. And he said it would also prove to be a second Vietnam for America. Like Hitler, who started World War II, the U.S. is igniting World War III, he said. Mohammad Jafari also said that Iran plans to work with Russia to stop the strike against Syria. The Zionists should know that a U.S. military attack on Syria will not save the fake regime from the resistance, but it means the immediate destruction of Israel, Jafari was quoted as saying. According to the state TV report, President Rouhani said both Iran and Russia would work in extensive cooperation to prevent any military action against Syria. Rouhani also called such military action an open violation of international laws. So Iran and Russia are joining forces to stop the strikes against Syria. And Alex Jones had a chance to talk with Russell Brand about the war efforts in Syria. Now you can catch the entire piece on InfoWars.com, but here's a snippet.
Russell, I want to talk about some good news from my perspective. Nobody's saying Assad's a good guy, but the West did start the war, did fund the rebels starting 2.5 years ago. And for the first time, since 1782, when the British Parliament voted to end the war against the colonies, they voted down the Prime Minister in the UK, David Cameron, wanting to go to war. Obama, he has a 9% approval rating on this war in a Reuters, Washington Post poll. I mean, when Bush did all these lies, he had a 72. Now it's very unpopular. I see this as a sea change where libertarians, conservatives, liberals, everybody I know sees through this and knows that it's about the takeover of the Middle East that Wesley Clark exposed the seven nations they wanted to target. What is your view on Syria, and are you optimistic and excited that the UK Parliament, for the first time in 200 years, did the right thing on war?
I certainly agree with you that that vote is as a result of widespread disillusionment with the political process. I think that obviously the Middle East is one of the most complex issues in contemporary world affairs and has been for millennia. What I believe is that our focus has to be the humanitarian aspect, the displaced refugees and the hundreds of thousands that are suffering as a result of military conflict in that area. What I also believe, Alex, is that these affairs are conducted behind a veil of disingenuity and duplicity. It's very difficult for any of us to understand what's truly happening. I've not read that book you said, that Seven Nations thing, but, you know, essentially my experience tells me that, you know, whatever they are telling me, I intuitively don't trust. It's typically about the interests of big business and government and how they align with one another. So that's what I'm going to assume until I hear otherwise. Like, you know, the claims were going into Iraq and Afghanistan were duplicitous, and so my the starting point that I have is going to be not to trust any advocacy of military action in Syria. Whilst it's not an issue that I can pretend to fully understand, it seems like it's extremely complex, that there are many factions fighting there. There's no clear goodies and baddies situation.
Absolutely. Ron Paul recently came out and said he basically thinks it's a false flag. There's evidence that the Al-Qaeda groups staged the chemical attack, but it is obviously an incredibly complex situation.
I went through the Pentagon 10 days after 9/11, and an officer from the Joint Staff called me into his office and said, I want you to know, he said, sir, we're going to attack Iraq. And I said, why? He said, we don't know. And then I came back to the Pentagon about 6 weeks later. I saw the same officer. I said, why haven't we attacked Iraq? We still going to attack Iraq? He said, oh, sir, he says, it's worse than that. He said, I just got this memo from the Secretary of Defense's office that says we're going to attack and destroy the governments in seven countries in 5 years. We're going to start with Iraq, and then we're going to move to Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran.
Protesters in Times Square think the U.S. should butt out of Syria. Now, much unlike our president who wants to go into Syria, people are marching near the U.S. Armed Forces Recruiting Center, demonstrating, and some are carrying Syrian flags and chanting, hands off Syria. And we need jobs. We need peace. U.S. out of the Middle East. Anti-war demonstrations were also being held in Washington, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Dearborn, Michigan on Thursday night. So pretty much, there's a round of applause here. The United States citizens are standing up and saying how they really feel. They think we should be out of Syria. Good for the U.S. citizens standing up and saying something about not going to Syria. It seems like the rest of the world wants us out of there. But we don't have to worry, because the French are the ones that are on our side, and like Germany, Britain, and many others. French President François Hollande said Friday that the UK parliamentary vote against taking military action in Syria would not affect France's will to act alongside the United States in punishing Syria for an alleged chemical weapons attack. Hollande told French daily Le Monde in an interview that he supported taking firm punitive action over an attack he said had caused irreparable harm to the Syrian people, and said he would work closely with France's allies to punish the Bashar al-Assad regime. So it's a good thing to know that France stands firmly with the U.S. Confidence. Yes. And Rand Paul has a few things to say to President Obama. He says that he should probably read the Constitution to avoid allying with Al-Qaeda. Senator Rand Paul stated today that the U.S. government should obey the Constitution to the letter, and that only Congress, not the president, can declare war on Syria, which he does not believe is an immediate threat to U.S. national security. If the president is contemplating war or contemplating offensive action against Syria, there should be a joint session of Congress, and he should try and convince us for the need for it. The president does not have the power under the Constitution to unilaterally authorize a military attack in a situation that does not involve stopping an actual or imminent threat to the nation, Obama said. Yes, he should read the Constitution, including the part about the Second Amendment. Right now, there's gun confiscation happening across the United States, and it's citizens and our soldiers. Yes, the Veterans Administration admitted recently, a psychiatric doctor within the administration admitted that they are taking weapons away from our veterans simply from a doctor's appointment. If you read gun magazines in Ulster County, New York, you could be a threat to society. In a series of events which amplify the fallacy of see something, say something, Demir Jurek's visit to the hospital destroyed his life. Jurek says he was given a gun magazine to read while at the hospital. The magazine had a property of the hospital sticker on it, and a physician saw this and immediately considered him a threat, which subsequently cost him his daughter, reputation, employment, and his own safety. Remember, earlier this year, Cuomo demanded psychiatrists turn over all records to the state, giving bureaucrats the power to divide families, grow CPS by declaring parents mentally incompetent, and intentionally disregarding patient privacy laws. Since Jurek's nightmare began several years ago, the New York Supreme Court had ruled that the physician in the case had no evidence and had breached confidentiality. And although the state of New York Children and Family Services has cleared Jurek as of 2012, Ulster County Family Court has thus far refused to reverse the order, which would clear Jurek's name and allow him to see his daughter, and instead has issued him a warrant for his arrest for unpaid child support. Jurek shares with InfoWars that since the legal battle began, he's been drained of everything, and he stated he can't believe that this can happen in America. So be prepared if you read gun magazines in New York. Big Brother is watching. And if you're a veteran, the VA doctors are out to take away your guns. And it's already started.
What happens when a veteran first comes in, when they first come into the system, they'll sit with me for an hour. Usually when the patient's stable, they will see him every 3 months. Now what we're doing is we'll say, I see on this progress note that you own firearms. Is that correct? And the patient will say, yes. I will say to them, I have to ask you to surrender those firearms. The patient always says no. They're like, no way. There's a little button, they're called panic buttons, that are under every desk. They hit that button, VA police come. They already know now exactly what's going to happen. And we'll say, okay, you're going to surrender your firearms, and we're going to involuntarily hospitalize you. By the time the VA police get there, I'll explain, hey, listen, you know, you're going to be hospitalized. You're not going to be going to work today or tomorrow or the day after or the day after that. The way the VA works is we get a base salary, and then we get bonuses. For example, I mean, $3,000 per veteran, if I get five veterans to surrender their guns voluntarily or involuntarily, that's $15,000. The psychiatrist and the mentality of a lot of the physicians is these people don't deserve to have weapons. These people are dangerous. These people are the word now is white separatists.
And if you don't agree with the Obama administration or you're a patriot, have a Gadsden flag, listen to, quote, conspiracy theorists like Alex Jones, the physician could categorize you as hostile. Missing a psychiatric appointment can land a veteran a visit from the VA police and local police. They call it a wellness check, complete with an interrogation regarding his missed doctor's appointment. A determination of incompetency will prohibit you from purchasing, possessing, receiving, or transporting a firearm or ammunition. Gun confiscation is happening already nationally through the VA. And it's also happening nationally to the citizens. It started in California earlier this year.
I got two M16 machine gun rifles within 5 inches from my face on both sides. One cop came up with his gun in my face, and the other one proceeded to put my hands behind my back for the sole purpose of owning and possessing assault rifles.
Be prepared for a national gun confiscation through the Affordable Health Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Sign up for PrisonPlanet.tv today and give your username and password to up to 10 people. I'm Gigi Giornetta with this InfoWars Nightly News Alert. And Obama and Biden seek to have more gun control because we don't have enough. So Vice President Biden seeks action on guns, striving to take action where Congress would not. The Obama administration announced the new steps Thursday on gun control. One new policy will end a government practice that lets military weapons sold or donated by the U.S. to allies be reimported into the U.S. by private entities. Joined by Attorney General Eric Holder, Biden formally unveiled the new measures Thursday while swearing in Todd Jones, whose confirmation to the head of BATF after 6 years of political wrangling, to fill that position. The Daily Caller reports that what this executive order does is it kills a 110-year-old civilian marksmanship program. That's really what this executive order does. And for today's quote of the day, who controls the issuance of money controls the government. That's Nathan Meyer Rothschild. Get your copy of the new InfoWars magazine. Go to InfoWarsShop.com and check it out today. Your purchase supports this broadcast. Pick up your issue today. And next, Larry Pratt is going to talk about this new executive order that Biden is pushing and our Second Amendment.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In our news tonight, we had Joe Biden talking about the new executive orders he plans on pushing on the American people. And so Larry Pratt is here to discuss that with us. He is the executive director of Gun Owners of America. Larry, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So what do you think about Joe Biden's comments about gun confiscation?
Well, the vice president was talking about banning the reimportation of certain guns, of expanding the background check that is done on for gun buyers, something they couldn't get done legislatively, which would have been unconstitutional anyway. They're going to be trying to do it through this executive order. And, of course, they probably can effectively, even though it's completely illegal, they can block the reimportation of certain firearms that were military rifles back in the day when I was still in grade school. That's the kind of technology we're talking about. And somehow, because these had been weapons of war, it would be irresponsible to have them on our streets. Well, we've got so much more modern technology that's readily available at Bass Pro. all they are doing is blocking the availability of guns to the American consumer so that he has less to choose from and higher prices to pay.
Well, and the thing is, it seems like he's really, it's like he's saying one thing and he means another.
Yes, he's become very adept at toning down his what he's actually saying, what he's actually doing. The closest he came to really sounding like a flamer was in the run-up to the first of his elections to promise to fundamentally transform America. Well, I don't think most Americans understood the significance of what he was saying, but he was laying it out very plainly all the same that he's going to communize the country.
And when you say flamer, exactly what do you mean by that?
That's a very radical concept, to fundamentally transform the country. That means the country is vile. It has terrible things about it that need to be changed, need to be transformed. If you're talking about Senator Cruz or many of the other conservative leaders, they talk about restoring America to its greatness, to making it once again the city on a shining hill. None of that kind of rhetoric coming out of our president's mouth.
No, that's for sure. And, you know, he says that if the Congress doesn't agree with him, he's going to march forward anyway and take care of it. How do you feel about that?
That's a declaration of dictatorship. He's saying that the Constitution doesn't matter. The limits on presidential power, for that matter, congressional and judicial, don't matter. President's going to do what, quote, needs to be done. Of course, he defines what needs to be done. Alinsky, Saul Alinsky, his intellectual mentor via books, taught him. Basically, that's where he got the fundamental transformation of America. Saul Alinsky was a 20th century retailer of Karl Marx.
And when he says he's going to fundamentally change America, the thing is he really meant it. I know Obama really meant it. And people are going, well, he's not doing what he said he was going to do. But the thing is, if you take it for face value, he's doing it.
When he said that he was going to fundamentally transform, look at what he has done. He's taken over the most of the financial industry, and certainly student loans, that's all in government hands or in government control. Not that the banking industry wasn't for some time substantially influenced by the Fed, but be that as it may, he has taken it even further. Obamacare is clearly a socialization of the American health care system, and that is, by many accounts on both left and right, that is such a key part of our daily life and the freedoms that we enjoy, that if those are placed in the government's hands, we're really no longer a free people. And the president understands this. For those who think the president's a bumbling dolt and he's got a rotten economy, which he does, and that his regulations are strangling business, he understands all that.
Oh, sure.
That's his goal, of course. The communist understands that you have to destroy the existing system before you can rebuild paradise on the rubble that they have created in their revolution. And ever since Lenin in the last century, that's been their conceit, that somehow they will be able to destroy everything and build paradise, utopia, on top of the ruins.
And you brought up something very important, Obamacare. That program in itself just takes all privacy away from the American citizens. And the way they've broken down, well, the way they can get into your business, but basically they can tell you whether you can have a gun or not, they say, because of your mental health. And it seems like they're starting with our veterans right now and just attacking them.
You're going right to the point that gun owners of America saw and why we got into the fight against Obamacare. Unhappily, we're the only Second Amendment organization that has done so. But for the very reason you just pointed to, we understood this as a supremely important, significant attack against the right to keep and bear arms. Our privacy as Americans is to be violated by Obamacare, or if you'll permit me, I'd rather we called it zero care, because that's what it will actually offer in reality. You'll be entitled to everything, and you'll get nothing, or you'll get it long after you're dead, or whatever the case might be. So our records in every area of life are going to be open to the government snoops, electronically, with their computers, pawing through databases. So they're going to have our medical records, and if they see that some veteran had a PTSD diagnosis 35, 40 years ago, maybe coming out of Vietnam, something like that, forget the fact that he went on to have a family, start and run a business, no criminal history whatsoever, no points on his driving record, in other words, a choir boy. They are already coming and taking the guns of people just like I've described. And it's only going to get worse once they get Obamacare, zero care, into operation. Then it's going to be K-bar the door against gun owners. And the gun confiscation will be done, quote, in the name of your health. It's all for our own good.
Right, right. So now the VA has already started this process. They have psychiatrists inside.
Under Bush, I might add.
But they're doing it now with a kickback. I'm not sure if you heard about that, but they're getting $3,000 a head per veteran that turns in their firearms, and they're pretty much not letting them leave the hospital. If they go in for an exam and they find out they have firearms, which is now a routine thing, they tell them that they're going to have to give up their firearm, and if they don't, they hospitalize them in the psychiatric unit.
And once they've been hospitalized, then they've got the medical predicate under the law to take away the guns.
Exactly. And they've recently
saw in Nazi Germany and in Soviet Russia. We saw the use of medicine not to heal, but as a political instrument. And when they do things like you just described in those veterans' hospitals, that is a return to Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia. That is just absolutely We've got to make a stink about that. We've got to get members of Congress to defund the VA if they're going to act like that. None of these funds may be used to incarcerate, to forcibly, make a patient of a veteran, and describe the situation that we're interested in defunding. If we take away the money, I guarantee you they won't do it, because none of these people are volunteers. They're all very well paid.
And what do you think it's going to take for the American people to step up and say something?
I wish I could answer that. I would think in part based on how much information they have. If they knew what the listeners of your show and your network knew, if they were getting the emails from Gun Owners of America, which, by the way, people can get for free at gunowners.org, then I think there would be already enormously greater pressure being applied to politicians from the grassroots. Right now, there's a real stirring among people to get rid of Obamacare. And when the Republicans talk about how that would be politically dangerous for them, I'll tell you what I think they might have been hearing during the break, during the August recess. If you don't defund Obamacare, then I'm coming for your job, because you will have become my enemy. You will have said that you can take away my freedom, and I'm having none of it. So you better go back there to Washington and tell that spineless John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, and his colleague Mitch McConnell, like unto him, that there's a revolt brewing. And if you don't get rid of zero care, we're coming for you in the next primaries. And we don't care if a Democrat gets elected as a result, because you guys will have done the Democrats' work. You will have owned zero care. So we're coming for you just to start the house cleaning with you.
Mm. And what do you think about the program that's inside of Obamacare for the civilian army? Do you think that's going to change before it gets completely funded?
Well, I think it's already in place. I think Janet Reno, with her 100,000 armed agents, has already organized and is operating the civilian armed force that would be comparable in force to the military. They are well on their way to having a military that's not got the tradition of America's officers, who by and large are men who respect the Constitution, and from those that I know, many of them would not just follow blindly any dumb order. But if you have people recruited outside that tradition and never experience that kind of culture within their service, then they won't be responsible. They won't have allegiance to the Constitution. They'll have allegiance to Janet Napolitano and or the president,
wow,
but not the Constitution.
Well, and we need to be armed as citizens. That's part of our right. It's a shame that they're doing this confiscation across the United States right now, but it's happening more and more frequently to more and more people. And hopefully people are listening and starting to wake up and realize that they're just chipping away at our rights. And, boy, when they take those arms, it sounds like it takes a few years to get your stuff back. I know the guy in California, Joe Mendez, was talking yesterday with Alex, and he said he's got, I think this is his third year he's been waiting to get his weapons back. It's been at least two, but I think it might be going into 3 years.
The authorities generally just love not to return guns. So if somebody has been charged with a crime where that results in their forced surrender of their firearms, upon acquittal, it's like pulling teeth to get the guns back. So it's not just this poor guy in California. This is the attitude that too many in authority have.
Well, in Larry and Joe's case also, they haven't really filed anything on him, which is insane. But this is all the time we have tonight, so I look forward to doing this again. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and let me again encourage people to look us up at gunowners.org and get on our free email alert list.
Absolutely. Sign up today.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Bye-bye.
So keep informed. Watch the InfoWars nightly news regularly and find out more about what's happening to our Second Amendment. And join PrisonPlanet.tv today. Give your username and password to up to 10 people. I'm Gigi Araneta with the InfoWars nightly news.
Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.